The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Any fan of Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park series knows what a duck-billed dinosaur looks like. They had these bizarre crests that came in a variety of shapes, resembling helmets, hatches, and tubes. Well, it ends up that these massive hollow crests did not help their sense of smell, as previously believed. In the past, scientists proposed the crests worked as brain coolers, but most researchers agree that notion is unlikely as well. Some even once thought they were used as snorkels, an idea long ago discounted. Scientists have recently reconstructed the brain cavity of an herbivorous lambeosaur, a species of duckbill, also known as the cow of the Cretaceous period. This created the first ever cast of the dino's brain, which is about the size of your fist. Scientists found no indication that nerves from the brain ever curled up into the cavity, as one would expect if it was used for the senses. So, since the crest wasn't used for smelling or breathing, it's been suggested that it was used to resonate sounds, either to attract a mate or to ward off predators. Another idea is that it was for visual displays, useful for mate selection and species recognition, similar to feathers in peacocks or antlers on deer.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.